We're checking back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get a little update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting. We'll chat about the upcoming city election too. How are you, Nikki?
Good, and yourself?
Thanks, doing okay here. We're still recovering from the big storm, but thankfully we're getting back to normal.
Yeah. I had to stop at the car wash this morning. I couldn't even see out of my windshield. I had so many leaves on it.
Exactly. That was the biggest problem, was too many leaves and too many trees.
That's right.
How's things at City Hall?
Very good. Very good. Everything went well here. There were no interruptions here at City Hall from the storm. But I know that the police station had lost power and was on generator yesterday. So I'm not sure if that's been rectified yet, but I know it hit a lot of people. And certainly O'Brien Towers being one of them, and that is one of our polling places. So I'll try to reach out to the director today and see if we have to make any sudden changes for the election on Tuesday.
Right. Okay. Yeah. As soon as you find out, let us know. We'll pass that along to folks.
I certainly will.
But it does emphasize the benefit of remote meetings when storms like that hit, like you did for the license board, right?
Yes, we were on Zoom. So let me get right to the agenda. Agenda item number one was the continuance of the hearing for GoPuff at 65 School Street. They have asked for continuance till November 9th. So we will hear that in 2 weeks.
Okay. The second time, I think, they've asked for a continuance?
Yes. Okay. They did have to do some stuff with zoning. So they did, and they're ready to go.
Oh, okay. So we'll chat with you on that on the 10th.
You bet.
Okay.
So agenda item number two was hearing regarding the request of the Montclair North Quincy High PTO for a special use permit for their holiday shop and expo at North Quincy High on Saturday, November 13th, 2021, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be food trucks for the events, and Amy Gallinano was there to represent. She said this is their ninth season of the expo. They were forced to call it off last year, but happy to bring it back. They anticipate 100 vendors, and in 2000 they saw about 2,500 shoppers.
Wow.
Yeah, so it is a big event, and they are requiring masks because it is in a school. So if you wish to attend, please bring your mask. They have food trucks, South Shore Taco, Mom's on the Go, and Jolly Waffles will be there.
Okay. And sounds like, I know it's a big deal, big fundraiser for the PTO every year.
Yes. And that went through 5-0.
Excellent.
Next was agenda item number three, which was the hearing regarding the request of the Thomas Crane Public Library for a special use one-day liquor license for an after hours at the Crane on Friday, December 3rd, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Refreshments provided by the Townsend and JP Fuji Group and Casual Cup Cafe. And that is open to the public and neighbors alike. That went through 5-0.
Oh, what is it, Nikki? Just a kind of a social gathering?
A social. They are going to have a band, and I'm sure that you can get more information on the Thomas Crane Public Library website or to call Christy Locke, who is running it for the library. They have done things like this in the past, and they've all been very successful.
Okay, I'm assuming at the main branch, right?
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay.
On Washington Street. Agenda item number four, hearing regarding the request of Quincy Hungry Tummy Inc. for a common victual license for the premise located at 35 Franklin Street. Quincy Hungry Tummy currently located at 103 Franklin Street, is seeking to expand their operation. And Grimmickson Bittercourt was there, and he's been in business for 20 years, a family-owned and operated restaurant, and is happy to expand, said that his customers have been asking for this for quite some time. So he's happy with his new location and does need to have a couple of renovation type things before he opens at that 103 Franklin Street, but went through 5-0.
Okay, nice to see a local business succeeding.
Yes, yes. And next was agenda item number 5, hearing regarding the request of LCM Food Services, LLC, doing business as Spatoos Steakhouse for an all-alcohol beverage license for the premise located at 35 Independence Ave. Proposed manager, Rubino Keller Aguilar. Spatoos is an existing family-style Brazilian steakhouse seeking a liquor license. Hours of operation remain the same, and that's 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Karina Silva was there to represent. They will be making a little build out of a 4 seats at a bar. And they don't plan on really emphasizing the bar as much as they do seated drinks and for their patrons. Like I said, hours of operation are going to be the same. There was one person that spoke in favor of this Spatoos, saying that they're good neighbors and that they thought that it would be a great idea and that people in the neighborhood have been asking for it. So they do have another restaurant in Plymouth that has been running for 20 years and it's a good success. So, and plenty of parking there. So there were no issues that went through 5-0.
Okay, very good. I didn't realize there were, are there many available liquor licenses in the city?
We do have a few. Okay. We do have a few. And then of course we have the downtown ones.
Right.
There's probably about 15 of those.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there are a couple of liquor licenses. We'll know more coming into the end of November when we put out the renewals.
Yep.
Because, you know, some closed due to COVID, some closed just because of eminent domain and things like that. So once we get the renewals done at the end of November, we'll have a better count of what is out there right now.
Okay.
So next was agenda item number 6, which was the hearing regarding the request of the Packaging Center Inc. doing business as Stop and Shop for a change of offices and directors at the supermarkets, wine and malt beverage license at 65 Newport Ave. Attorney Eugene Richard was there and spoke of no changes of operation, that this was a housekeeping for Corp. So that went from 5-0 as well.
Okay, very
and
good.
Our next hearing will be on November 9th, 4 p.m.
Excellent. Still remote, right? At least through
still the remote. Yeah. Yes. I can see it going to the end of the year at this point.
Okay.
And then, come the first of the year, we'll reevaluate.
Yeah. I think other boards and commissions are doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Not only in Quincy, actually, it's around the region.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, very good. That's that. Now the big news is it's election time.
It is. Yep. Yes. Yep. We're working hard. Yesterday was the last day to request a mail-in ballot. So that is over, but we are having early voting until Friday. at 4:30, so people can come in here up to the second floor of the city clerk's office and vote here early if they'd like.
Okay. How's that going?
It's going pretty good. We've had about, we started on Monday at 8:30, and we've had about 200 so far. And then all in all, I should say we've had about 250 early voters.
Okay.
Either requested by mail or come in and vote in person.
Oh, okay.
And about 150 absentee.
Okay.
So that continues. Right around where we thought we were going to be with the absentee. So in the early votes. So I'm still predicting about a 15% turnout.
Okay. And absentee, that can happen right till Monday at noon. Is that right, in person?
That's right. Yeah. If you're going to be out of the city, if you have any religious beliefs that keep you from the polls, or a physical disability, you certainly can request an absentee up until noontime the day before the election.
Okay, very good. And then on election day, what's going to be happening?
On election day, all 31 of our precincts will be open. And from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., we encourage you to get out and do your civic duty.
Definitely. And any changes for voting locations?
Not as of right now. I certainly will be in contact with O'Brien Towers today. I'm sure that, I mean, it is a senior building, so I'm sure that they're doing everything in their power to get their roof secure and get back to normal. However, I just don't know about, my issue would be, you know, getting into the building, whether they have scaffolding or, you know, things like that, right. Or another entrance that they're going to ask to use or something to that effect. I will talk to them today. I wanted to give them yesterday to get through their logistics. I'm sure they're very busy down there fixing that.
Sure. And at the 1000 Southern Artery, Nikki, what's the status there?
It's still the same. We're still voting at the Clifford Marshall School on the Moody Street entrance. Again, I'm sure that I'll be in contact with 1000 Southern Artery management at some point in 2022 to ask if they'll have us back for September of 2022.
Okay. Very good. And tabulation that night, it's happening like standard, right? At the polling locations?
It is. It's happening at the polling locations. We will send out the absentee and the early votes to the polling places during the day. So those are to get processed right at the polling places. So no central tabulation here.
Okay.
We feel like, you know, it's going to be a slow to moderate day. Our poll workers will be able to process those ballots there in person.
Okay. And are the schools open on voting day?
They are.
Okay.
They are open on voting day. Mr. Mayor has talked to me about, you know, perhaps closing for an administrative professional day in the future, and I'm sure that that's something we'll be talking about going forward.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anything else we should know about right now?
I think that's it, Joe.
Okay. that's enough for the moment, right?
Yeah.
Nor'easters, license board storms, voting. That's enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Appreciate the time, Nikki.